The Swedish chairman of Reporters Without Borders declared the Sudanese Journalist Network Association winner of the 2020 Media Freedom Award in Stockholm on Monday. Speaking through a messaging app from the Swedish capital, Erik Helcher, the head of Reporters Without Borders in Sweden, says the award recognizes the role played by Sudanese journalists in defending freedom of expression and the press in its participation in leading the civil rights struggle in Sudan over the past years.
They have proven themselves an essential defender of press freedom and the right to information in Sudan during this highly sensitive political transition period, openly taking a stand for independent journalism and news outlets on social media as well through manifestations on the streets.
Helcher says this year, the Reporters Without Borders found it important to encourage the struggle for press freedom and independent journalism in Sudan. He noted, last year, Sudan was ranked near the bottom 175 out of 180 countries in terms of press freedom. But this year, the country made significant improvement, jumping 16 positions to 159. Still, he says, much work lies ahead of the Sudanese transitional government.
Sudan has a very promising situation and great possibilities to move ahead in the Report Without Borders Press Freedom Index, which is of course essential for a democratic process. Without press freedom, there will not be any democracy.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via a messaging app in Khartoum, the Sudanese Journalist Network's spokesperson, Abdul Gadir Muhammad, said that word is a victory for all those who lost their lives during the three-decade rule of ousted President Omar al-Bashir. Muhammad says the network has been informing the world about media freedom and other violations in Sudan and is happy that their voices is finally being heard.
We used to organize protests on the streets, write condemnation statements, and lately we thought of issuing regular reports on the status of press freedom in the country. I believe all these reasons made the Sudanese Journalist Network qualified to win this award.
Muhammad says more than 10 newspapers were either temporarily closed or temporarily shut down, and dozens of journalists were detained while performing their work. He says for decades, Sudanese media had been under what he calls a wave of censorship by security organizations who tried to exert their control over journalists and their articles. He says violations carried out by the government in Darfur, Southern Kordofan, Blue Nile and other parts of Sudan were not covered by the local media due to the intimidation tactics of security officials.
Security operatives used to deploy their personnel to each media house, especially the newspapers, to cross-check topics and news before publications. They censor topics, headlines, and photos. They used to play the role of editors for every newspaper.
Sudanese journalist Hiba Ali also calls the award a victory and says she hopes it sends a strong message to Sudanese transitional government that the time has come to speed up law reforms and begin the real democratic transformation of the country.
The network has played a significant democratic transformation role in the past years, and it is still engaging authorities to correct the revolution's track, and no one can deny its role in peaceful struggle in Sudan.
Reporters Without Borders is an international organization whose work covers the five continents through its national department in Germany, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Spain, France, Italy, Sweden, and Switzerland. It cooperates closely with local and regional organizations to defend press freedom around the world. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.